Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it's always a pleasure to have you joining me today. And in my neck of the woods, let's see, it's actually a beautiful day today. It really is. The skies are nice and blue. The water is very nice. It always is. And it's actually pleasant outside as well. But you know how I feel about it, whether it's raining, sleeting, snowing. It doesn't matter to me. Every day is a beautiful day. If you have joy in your heart, you may not always be happy, but if you have joy in your heart, it can be a beautiful day. Well, today, I have a topic lined up for you. I'm really excited about the topic, and I'm looking forward to sharing it with you. And, of course, if you have questions or comments, you know you're more than welcome to dial in. You can dial in anytime. It is a live show, 215-383-3872, 215-383-3872, and you can choose option one. Well, I say it all the time, and I'm going to say it today. To all of my faithful listeners, wow, some of you have been with me since day one, my first day going live, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. And to those of you who've been with me for most of this journey, I am so appreciative for you. And I say it all the time, but I say it because I truly mean it. You are the best. And I just love you. Thank you so much. And for those who may be new to the show, welcome. The mission of this show has been from its inception, when I was asked to be a part of it, to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. You're probably wondering, well, how do you do that? Well, let me share with you. We do our best to bring programming as it relates to leadership. How do you lead a successful team? Who needs to be on your team? We've done leadership programs, and of course, if you missed that, go to our archives, marketingpulpit.com, or you can go to my website, and you will find those archives. We also talk about marketing, social media. We talk about customer service, treating your customers right, treating them good. We talk about how to deal with your employees, recognizing various personalities, and how to get along with difficult people. In fact, we just finished that series not too long ago. We talk about quite a bit on the show, entrepreneurship, how to start a business, how to sustain a business, and succession planning. If you decide you don't want your business anymore, you may want to franchise, or you may just want to move on from it completely. We talk about those things as well. We've had some wonderful guests on the show. And today, on today's show, I am going to be discussing a topic. You have probably heard it before, but you may not have thought about it in the terms that we will be discussing it today. So if you want to know what that topic is, just stay tuned. Just stay tuned for just a few minutes right after this break, and I am going to introduce the topic for today. You know, we're in a holiday season, and as the holiday approaches, there are so many emotions, feelings that most people go through. There's so much to be done. You may be having guests that are coming in, family that's coming in. You may be celebrating the holiday by yourself, or you may not be celebrating the holiday at all. But whichever one of those categories you fall in, there's something that you need to do. You need to do not only this holiday season, but in the days to come. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to share with you what that is. Thank you for joining me. This is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
I'm so glad you decided to join me today. Today we're going to be talking about, it's just one word, but it's huge. It can have a huge impact in your life and the lives of others. What is that word? Gratitude. Hey, don't knock that word. I'm telling you, it's huge. I started doing research on gratitude, and boy, was I surprised as to some of the things that I've learned in regards to gratitude. And I'm going to share those things with you today. Yes, I am. I am going to be sharing the topic of gratitude. So hold on to your seats. Hopefully you're going to learn something. Hopefully you will benefit from it as much as I did. But gratitude, having an attitude of gratitude. So the first thing that I wanted to do, talk about, what is gratitude? What is it? What does it mean? And what are some of the scientific studies around that word, gratitude, some of the scientific studies around it? And how do you even cultivate an attitude of gratitude? It sounds simple, right? But it's not as simple as you may think it is. So let's talk about gratitude. What exactly is gratitude? So first of all, I'm going to give you the definition of gratitude. According to the dictionary, gratitude is the quality of being thankful, being ready to show appreciation for something, and to return kindness. The quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for something and to return kindness. That's one definition of gratitude. And, you know, during this holiday season, people become more aware of the word gratitude because of the holiday season is coming up. And, of course, you hear people talk a lot about, oh, we should be thankful. What are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? You should be happy. You should show an attitude of gratitude. You should show. We hear that all the time. But did you know that there are effects of gratitude, and the effects of those gratitude, the effects of the state of being grateful can last a long time? I know you're probably wondering, what in the world am I talking about? Well, believe it or not, the holiday that will be coming up, the Thanksgiving holiday, it actually ranks and rates as one of the high holidays. And there's probably a reason for that. When you have a feeling of gratitude, expressions of gratitude, sometimes it can make you happy in that moment. But whether you know it or not, there's some scientific evidence that shows that having an attitude of gratitude can last longer than just for a few minutes. A study was shown that when you acknowledge the things that you're grateful for and you're truly grateful for them, it affects your health. It does. It really does. And so I'm going to be talking about that a little bit today. I mean, just think about the times when you were really grateful for something. Somebody did something for you, or you did something for someone and you were just thankful that you had the opportunity to do it. It makes you feel good. And not only that, but studies have shown that if you write those things down for a certain amount of time, it actually has some positive health effects on your body and on your mind and on your mental capacity. And one of the things that I want to share with you is just a few things that most grateful people have in common. There are a few things that they have in common. And according to researchers at Eastern Washington University, there are four primary characteristics of grateful people. Four. And I'm going to share those with you. One, they seem to feel a sense of abundance in their lives. They recognize and enjoy life's simple pleasures, just the small pleasures in life. They appreciate the contributions of others to their well-being. Number three. And then number four, they acknowledge the importance of experiencing and expressing gratitude. Those four things. And if you really look at the society and the world in which we live in today, it appears that gratitude and being appreciative for things is not very high on most people's list. So I am going to share with you some things that you can do to cultivate an attitude of gratitude in your life. And I'm also going to share with you some scientific facts about gratitude that just might surprise you. It just might surprise you. So when we come back, I'm going to share with you how you can train your brain. That's right. You can train your brain for an attitude of gratitude. Did you know that? Yeah, the brain needs to be trained or possibly even retrained. Yeah, so when we come back, we're going to talk about those things as it relates to gratitude, and you just might be surprised as to what you hear. So when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion and this topic on gratitude. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today on the show, where our topic is gratitude. I think it's one of those long lost topics. You don't hear much about it. You really don't. Gratitude and having an attitude of gratitude. What does it mean? What is gratitude? We talked about that earlier in the show. How do you even cultivate an attitude of gratitude? Well, we're talking about that today because I think it really is a lost attribute. I really, really do. So let's talk a little bit about how in the world do you go about cultivating an attitude of gratitude? How do you do that? Well, we talked just a few minutes ago about some of the things that people who have, who are grateful, we talked about some of the characteristics that they have in common. And we also discussed how do you go about training your brain to be grateful, to be thankful. And lots of times with some people, these attitudes do not come naturally. They just don't because they were not brought up in a home where they were taught to be thankful, or they may have had traumatic childhood experiences or adult experiences. And sometimes it just doesn't come natural. Paying attention to the positive things in your life may not come natural. Some people have a bent towards being negative, you know. And so when we talk about these things, kind of reflect on yourself and see if you have an attitude of gratitude. All right? So some people, sometimes you feel really blessed and you feel like, wow, you have just food, you have clothes, you think things are wonderful, or you bought a new car, or you bought a new house, and you're so thankful for the big things. But, you know, it's not necessarily the big things that have long-lasting effects on you mentally or psychologically. So how do you train your brain? Well, one of the things that research has shown that if you write down some of the things that you are really thankful for instance, if someone did something nice for you, or you were really thankful that, you know, when you had to stand outside, maybe wait on the bus or the train, and it wasn't raining, and you're really thankful for that, or you're thankful that maybe you were standing in line and you maybe came up a dollar too short and somebody gave you enough change to finish your purchase, if you're thankful for that, or someone paid it forward, you pulled up in the drive-thru and the person in front of you had paid for your meal and you were thankful for that, write those things down. Or someone helped you, you dropped something and someone was nice enough to pick it up for you, or someone was nice enough to hold the door open for you. Those are things you should be thankful for, period. You should just be thankful for those kinds of things because everybody doesn't get to experience those things. Maybe somebody fixed you something or offered to take you to lunch or dinner and they paid for it. Those are things to be thankful for, that you can be grateful for. But the key to it, one of the keys to training your brain or retraining your brain, is to acknowledge the things that are done and write it down. Use words to acknowledge what you feel. For instance, I feel thankful that someone thought enough of me to send something to me or a card to be in the mail. I'm appreciative that someone thought enough of me to pay it forward and I didn't have to pay for my meal or my purchase before I left the store. Write it down. Because when you write down your thoughts, it helps you to cultivate an attitude of gratitude when you see those things and you read those things. And guess what? It can also boost your joy quotient, your happiness, and it can last you year round. Well, you may be wondering, well, that's all good and all good and well, that's all fine, good and well, but if it's not going to benefit me anyway, why should I do it? Why should you do it? Well, I'm going to share with you why it's something that you might want to consider doing. You may want to consider practicing an attitude of gratitude because the benefits are almost endless. Mm-hmm. By taking notice and reflecting on the things that you are grateful for and that you are thankful for, guess what? Those who do, they actually experience more positive emotions. They feel more alive. They sleep better at night. And they also express more compassion and kindness. And they even have stronger immune systems. Isn't that something? Just showing gratitude, just something as simple as showing your appreciation or saying thank you. And guess what? You don't have to wait until Thanksgiving holidays and Christmas to show your gratitude. You don't have to wait. You can express your gratitude every day. And it doesn't have to be as big as being thankful that you received a huge promotion or, you know, you were able to purchase this big item. It doesn't have to be that big. It can just be something simple. As simple as, you know what, this dessert or this food is so good. I'm so thankful that I am in a position that I can enjoy it, that you have the freedom to enjoy it, that you have the freedom to come and go as you please. Something to be thankful for. The fact that you may be able to see the beautiful autumn colors, the leaves changing, that you may be able to see how beautiful it is, the beautiful sound of rain, you can hear that. Those are things to be thankful for. And those who have an attitude of gratitude experience all those benefits that we talked about earlier. So remember, write it down. Keep yourself aware of the things that you're thankful of. And be real about it and practice it. Make thankfulness a habit. It can be something fun that you can do. Make it fun. Don't limit yourself to just journaling. You know, do something nice for somebody. I know I was given, someone gave me a happiness jar. My niece and nephew, they gave me this happiness jar. And inside that happiness jar are strips of cards that have wonderful sayings on them, just really simple sayings. And I can't tell you how wonderful that happiness jar has been, because it helps you to really reflect back on things that you should be thankful for, and sometimes you forget. So maybe you can create a happiness jar for yourself or a gratitude jar for yourself. Just write on a piece of paper what you're thankful for and then just drop it in that jar. And from time to time, pull it out and reflect on the things that you're thankful for. Make it fun. Make it something exciting. A gratitude jar can give you immediate meaning in that moment. And also maybe share in a letter. Write a letter to someone or a note to someone and let them know that you appreciated their kind act. You know, if one of your neighbors did something, and even if they didn't, you can let them know how you appreciate them being such good neighbors, if they are good neighbors. I don't say it if they're not good neighbors, but you can always find something positive to say about someone. So make it an active part of your life. Find something positive to say about your neighbors or someone that you know, and live a life of gratitude. A life of gratitude, a life of happiness. And one of the other things that I want to share with you, and this one you may or may not know, that there are scientific facts about gratitude. There really, really are. And I'm going to share with you just a few scientific facts about gratitude and why it's good for you. Yeah, I think you need to know. Did you know that just one single act of kindness can go a long way as it relates to positive psychology? Well, a one-time act of thoughtful gratitude produced an immediate 10% increase in happiness and 35% reduction in depressive symptoms. That's powerful. Now get this. The happy effects disappeared, though, within 3 to 6 months, which shows that you can repeat it over and over and over again if you want to feel those positive feelings. So what can you do today? What can you do today? Well, every act of gratitude really does count, and it can be as small as saying thank you or telling someone how important they are to you, what they mean to you. It can be that simple. You can start today showing an attitude of gratitude and making it part of your life. And it's never too late to start practicing. It's not. You're never too old. You're never too young. In fact, there was a gratitude curriculum that was done for kids age 8 to 11. And the children who received the gratitude lessons, they actually showed an increase in grateful thinking, appreciation, and positive emotions. And the classmates who did not participate in the gratitude curriculum showed an actual difference. Up to 5 months after the activity. Yeah. So the benefits were more positive for those students who participated than those who didn't. So what does it say? What can you do today? Well, one of the things that you can do today is lead by example. Introduce the concepts of gratitude and appreciation to this younger generation, the young people around you. It could be your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. It could be your niece, your nephews. It could be children at your church. Help them to learn the positive effects and how important it is to have an attitude of gratitude, not just during the holiday season. And did you also know that gratitude can boost romantic relationships? That's right, it really can. You know, being on the receiving end of something wonderful is great. And a recent study showed that after receiving gratitude, participants noticed that their partner was more responsive to their needs. And they were overall more satisfied with the relationship. And not only that, but the benefits were seen 6 to 9 months later. So what does that mean? What can you do today? Well, if you're in a relationship or you have a wonderful friend, you know, before you leave, or maybe you can pick up the phone, make a phone call, send a text, make it a point to share with your loved one, your partner, your spouse, your friend, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your children, how much you care about them. The benefits can last from 6 months up to 9 months. But not only that, what about your clients? Saying thank you to your clients can be great for your business. Research showed that a thank you can go a long way, especially if you're in a supervisory position. Saying great job, or telling a client thank you for shopping in our store, we appreciate your business. Telling your employees thank you for what you do. It's good, and it can have a ripple effect, which leads to not only an increase in trust, but leads to initiatives to help the business out. So that's why it's important to have an attitude of gratitude. There are scientific studies that show how wonderful and beneficial it can be for you. So, yeah, you can start this holiday season, but don't just let it end this holiday season. Keep it going throughout the year. Write it down. Write down what you're thankful for. Do it for 6 weeks and see how you feel, even 3 weeks. And then tell somebody how much you appreciate them, an attitude of gratitude. Thank you so much for joining me. You know, my dad used to tell me, he said, you know, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. Just surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing today. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. This is Sharon. Have a wonderful day.